Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I feel bad for the residents of Dalton. Again, last night, they were just trying to get to the meeting, and it looks like village officials had blocked off the street in front of Village Hall, and many senior citizens had to walk a block or more, which, you know, for most of us, that's not an issue. But if you have mobility challenges, that's an issue. And that was just the beginning of how things went last night. This is 720 WGN. The trustees voted 4-2 to reinstate former Chicago mayor. That's our mayor, former mayor Lori Lightfoot, because she's doing an investigation into the mayor of Dalton's activities and overriding Henyard's veto. And one of the trustees is Kiana Belcher. Kiana, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Explain what went on last night at the meeting.
Well, a lot of chaos, as people have seen in the news. Right now, the residents just really want answers. And it's a dictatorship and not a democracy that we have it where we can't, residents can't park in the parking lot. As you stated, seniors and disabled, they have to walk about a block and a half just to get to our village hall. We did have the override of the veto, which was the mayor vetoed Lori Lightfoot's appointment last month. And since we do have majority of the board, we're able to override the veto to make sure that Lori Lightfoot continues the investigation. As many have seen, that the FBI has been out. We have FBI subpoenas on the village, on the township, and all of them are really focused on money, financials, and kickbacks, and commingling of funds. And we actually even seen subpoena which has some criminal activity on there. So it's just a matter of residents wanting to know what's going on in town. Last night when Lori Lightfoot was asked to speak, the mayor abruptly said no. They had him cut the microphone off. So it was just, it's embarrassing, but people have to see what's going on in our town. Let them know it can't happen like that. It can't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And based on the fact that you just said, well, you identified it as a dictatorship, so you did vote to reinstate Lori Lightfoot in the position of investigator then, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's just, it's got to be an embarrassment for you and for the whole town. And when you say dictatorship, explain Tiffany Henyard's activities that would incline you to use the word dictator?
There's no compromising. There's no working together. It's my way or the highway. And this is not anyone's personal home. This is the residents and our tax dollars. So as a trustee in the legislative body, we make decisions, financial decisions on how the money is spent. But as we always say, the four trustees, she thinks laws are just suggestions. So she doesn't follow the law, which has put us in a very bad financial situation. And we've said, if anybody has been watching any of our meetings, we haven't received financial records since September of last year, meaning that when we come to these meetings monthly, we approve necessary items, but we actually don't know what the financial state of the village is at this point, which is very sad.
Trustee Belcher, so the Mayor Lightfoot investigates. He finds findings of terrible activity. So what of it? I mean, what happens with that report? There are federal investigations. Presumably there are local and county investigations. What's the point of a local investigation by the former mayor?
So there were very specific things that we had in the ordinance for former Mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate. One was that the alleged assault of one of the township employees by one of the trustees, which happened in Las Vegas. There was allegations that said that investigation was done, but the trustees never received any type of report of if there was actual investigation. There are some concerns about spending the ARPA funds, but some of these things that we have concerns about, actually, the board and the residents will be able to charge Mayor Hingyard for the actions.
And in what kind of questions has the FBI asked you?
The FBI hasn't asked me anything. The FBI subpoenas were sent to the Village Hall in Thornton Township, so they were requesting documentation from different departments of the village.
Do you think that what Mayor Hingyard has been doing is criminal activity?
Absolutely.
And how long have you been a village trustee?
This is my first term. I actually ran with her, which she tells everybody. I ran with her in 2021. I've been actively involved for about 14 years, but this is my first year as an elected official.
Do you think the town is being well served by the criminal investigations? I mean, are they acting swiftly and in an appropriate way? Or are they going slower than you'd like?
They're going slower than we like. And what's sad about it is, if anybody has been following this, in 2022, we recalled Mayor Hingyard. We put referendum on the ballot and the town recalled her when we were possibly $1 or $2 million in debt, but we found it a concern. Due to the law and going in front of three judges, they overturned that recall, which left people and the residents feeling like their votes didn't count. But if that recall would have went through, we would not be where we are today.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry that you have to do this, but I'm glad that you're standing up for your township and you're doing something about it. So stay strong and keep us up to date.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That is Trustee Beecher. That is Kiana Belcher, actually, from Dalton. If you see the video last night, it's crazy. One of the residents by the name of Thelma Grant said, "You're not going to understand until they come and put cuffs on you." Those were her words for Mayor Hingyard. And Mayor Hingyard doesn't like it one bit that our former mayor, Lori Lightfoot, is leading the investigation. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.